Yes, hi there, Jesus. This is Paul calling back from Local Splash. We got disconnected there.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah. So, you know, you've got a verified listing. You've got a website. Our job would be to make it easier for people to find it. They won't need to know the name of your company. They'll just be typing in drywall installation or drywall repair or residential drywall install or whatever they type in, right? Your
right.
business will pop up. Your website will be on that first page. You'll get calls directly to you. It's a fixed flat rate on a month-to-month basis. Now, is it just you doing the work, or do you have a couple of guys or a crew?
Right now, it's just couple guys.
Couple guys, okay. And is it residential and commercial work, or you prefer
I
one
do,
over the
but,
other?
You know, it's
you
residential.
Mostly residential. That's your focus. Okay, gotcha. Now, you know, John says that you would have to think about something like this, and it might be, you know, budget driven. I did notice you had an Angie Leads or Home Advisor profile. I know that that service can get pretty pricey when you're paying for every lead, whether you got the job or not. You do have 3 5-star reviews, though, so people are liking the work with the jobs that you're doing. Do you like that service? Are you getting a lot of work from it?
I am, you know, but it is pricey, so I've just been backed
right.
up off of it, you know.
Oh, you did. You kind of scaled back already on your leads.
Yes.
Yeah, a lot of times business owners find that they have to keep their leads paused simply because otherwise you would get inundated with leads that for the most part don't turn into jobs. I mean, that's a different focus what they do. Their job is to send and sell you as many leads as you'll be willing to pay for, and of course they turn around and sell the same lead to your competitors too. With us, your success is our success. We offer our services on a month-to-month basis, and you're not paying per lead, click, call, or job. The calls come directly to you, and no matter how many calls you get, big jobs or small, residential jobs or commercial, it's still the same fixed flat rate. You do, as a fairly young company, qualify for that reduced pricing. Now, as far as the price goes, you would actually see a savings of a little bit over 50%, regardless of any package that you choose. Now, as far as your service area, I mean, is it kind of the greater Tucson metro area? I mean, you would be willing
yeah.
to go up to 80 miles for the right job. So we can cover that 80-mile radius and without a problem get you phone calls throughout your service area. It would also be not just the local listing. Now, the local campaign, that's going to be for maybe a 25, maybe 30-mile radius, but certainly not 80. But you could do a local-only campaign if budget is your concern. Of course, a local campaign is Yelp, Facebook, Superpages, Manta. You'll have almost 70 different destinations and directories. They are all equally important to Google. Of course, they'll all be talking about your services, your service area, and then linking back to the verified listing that you already have on Google and a verified listing on Bing as well. Now, with the reduced price with 50% coming off of any package to include paid ads, Facebook ads, a social media campaign to get you found very quickly within even 7 to 10 days or less throughout that 80-mile service area, it ends up only being an extra $100. You would save, in that case, $300 off of the normal cost of that package, which would bring $599 all the way down to just $299. If you did want to do the local only, it would be $199. But in either case, it is a fixed rate and a flat rate that will never go up. So while it is a promotional rate for a young company, it is not an introductory rate, meaning no matter how long you choose to use the service, it would stay that fixed rate at the exact amount. Of course, it is a month-to-month service. Now, you know the needs of your business a lot better than I do. You've got a couple of guys doing the work, so you can certainly handle more business, be willing to travel. But which of those two campaigns do you think would be a better fit for your company? At this point, it's $199 for about a 25, 30-mile radius. If you want 80, it's going to be $299 as an exact amount.
Per month?
Per month, yeah, that's per month. But, I mean, we're talking about being a first-page listing on Google. That's where we all go when we don't know who to call. It's the world's largest electronic word-of-mouth system on the face of the planet. We don't call our dad anymore to find out who we should call. We don't use the Yellow Pages anymore. I know you turned your leads off because you were probably spending more than $300 a month, you know. We can do a local campaign, but like I said, it's not going to get you 80 miles, but it will get your phone ringing from people closer to home, you know, 25, 30 miles. You're looking at $199 as an exact amount. You've got the website. You've got the Google Business Profile. So the
yeah, but what about competitor-wise?
The calls come directly to you, so you're not paying for a lead or chasing down the same lead that your competitors
are. Well, yeah, but when they say
when they
call for drywall, how do I know that my company's going to come out first instead of somebody else's? That may be going for you guys.
Right. So you'll get a very detailed reporting and tracking system, so you'll be able to see exactly how much work you're getting, where that work's coming from, the breakdown of the keywords and search phrases you're listed for, how many times you're popping up on that first page for each search. So we're tracking the content that we create, the almost 70 different directories that we'll create for your business. Obviously, you use Google yourself. You know you will not be the only company that pops up on the first page, and ultimately not everyone who sees you on that first page will decide to call you. The ones that do call you, though, they'll be calling you directly, they'll be calling you specifically, and they'll be calling you really with the intent to hire you. That's why they chose to call you instead of somebody else. Now, you've got the very basic Google Business Profile website. If you've seen it, it's just a plain white background. You've got, looks like, four photos on there. We can do an update to that more, well, it's still going to be Google compliant, mobile optimized, but also user-friendly, conversion-driven, put more photos, more color, more details about the services you provide, testimonials from your satisfied clients. I would include that at no additional cost. I mean, we want you to be successful. It's a month-to-month service. We want you to get those phone calls right away. So I would include a website for you at no additional cost. Now, don't get me wrong. We can promote the website that you already have. As long as you're on the first page, people would see it and be able to call you. But like I said, I would offer as an option at no additional cost, something that's a little more user-friendly and conversion-driven. You know, being that it is a month-to-month service, and especially if we're starting with that local campaign, make it more budget-friendly for you. I mean, that would be something you would want for your company, right? More phone calls, more opportunities to take on jobs?
Of course.
Yeah, I mean, Google it, right? It's what we say and it's what we do. It's the world's largest electronic word-of-mouth system on the face of the planet. Now that you've got your Angie leads paused, I don't know what you're doing at this point to actively attract new clients, but this is going to get your phone ringing. 9 out of 10 buying decisions go to the companies that are listed on that first page. I think the hardest part of any lead-based service, since you know you get the same lead your competitors get, is it's getting somebody on the phone who's actually still interested in actually hiring you. A lot of the times, you know, one of your competitors called them before you. They might have scheduled it already. They might not even be answering their phone anymore. Maybe they're only looking for an estimate to begin with, to try to budget for a future project.
So I could do the locally for
correct. Yeah. You can start with the local campaign.
Go right. Like
you can
add the
ads
on
later on. Yeah. You could do that. Yeah, the local listing is the one that
what would be the price difference now?
So well,
if that happens, you won't give me the same prices now.
No, I would. I mean, you're looking at still 50% off of the cost of the packages as a young company. You're still a young company. And once we get this started, you're grandfathered in at that rate. So the local only campaign, it's listed on our website at $399. 50% of that saves you $200 and brings it down to $199. The one that includes the paid ads to get you 80 miles, that's listed on our website at $599. 50% off saves you $300, which brings it down to $299. So it's just a $100 difference. And if you add the ads on later on, it would just go up from $199 to $299. That entire $100 goes directly towards paying for those paid ads. It's a cost that my company incurs.
All right. You know what? How about... Right now, I'm on my way to do an estimate right now as we speak. I'm like 5 minutes away. So let's
I need about 5 minutes. I need about 5 minutes of your time to get it set up. The bulk of it would be on a follow-up call with our technician. Of course, we're going to call you back to get all the information that we need to brand your company. But if it's something that you want to do, I can get that set up in the next 5 minutes. It sounds like the local-only campaign, the $199, is something that you want to try at least on a month-to-month basis.
Yeah, I'm just right now. I'm around family right now. That's what I'm trying to. I'm trying to just get some space so that I can talk to you one-on-one with the situation. And right now, it's not a very much time.
Okay, I gotcha.
But I am interested. Can we set up some type of time today?
Yes.
Where you can call me right back and we can get this going?
I was just about to say, when would be a good time for you? And let me check.
When is the latest when is the latest you can call me?
Okay. So let me look at my schedule for this afternoon. I can call you, the latest I think would be about 4 o'clock.
Perfect.
Maybe four. Okay, 4 o'clock. All right. I wouldn't want to push it much later than that. We've got a meeting at 4:30, and then we wrap up our day. But I'll give you a call at 4, and then we'll get things going. Like I said, I need about 5-10 minutes of your time just to verify some information, get everything set up and squared away. We would schedule the follow-up call most likely for tomorrow then.
I'm sorry. Go ahead. What was that? I couldn't hear you.
Oh, that's okay. I said I'll give you a call back at 4 o'clock, and we'll get everything all set up.
Perfect. What was your name again?
My name is Paul, and I'll be calling you directly myself.
Okay,
absolutely.
Paul.
Thank you, Jesus. Thanks a lot.
I'll be waiting for your call at 4.
Sounds good. I'll talk to you then. Thank you. Mm-hmm.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.